Emily Wright, features and global editor for EG, and I'm joined today by Mihir Shah, who is co-chief executive of JLL Spark, the new global prop tech business of JLL, launched this week. Very exciting, and really marks a bit of a step change, I think, among the big agency firms when it comes to tech. So Mihir, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
Great, thank you.
Now, I think it's probably quite useful for our listeners to just get a bit of a sense of your background, because you're very much a San Francisco tech veteran, really, aren't you?
Yes, I've spent my whole career in Silicon Valley, both starting companies, working in companies such as Groupon and Yahoo and helping build those companies, and also as an angel investor, an early investor in Uber, for example, and another company called Boom Supersonic. So, yes, I've been in Silicon Valley for a long time.
So why the move into real estate?
A few reasons. One is as we started talking to the leadership at JLL, we realized that the commercial real estate industry is really at probably a tipping point in terms of technology impacting it and really improving the experience for clients. And that's exciting to us, to take technology to a more traditional industry, similar to how transportation was disrupted by companies such as Uber. The second is that it became clear that JLL was really, really committed to being a leader in terms of how technology would impact its industry. So, you know, the joke is a lot of times traditional companies will go hire some innovation officer, but it's not really a real initiative where they're actually planning to build things. With JLL, we felt like they were very serious, and that made it even more exciting for us.
Well, the premise of the new global prop tech business then, or the sort of the goal is to it's going to be dedicated to identifying and delivering new technologies in the real estate sector, and you're going to be building up a team to create new products, make strategic investments, and incubate prop tech startups. So that's quite a lot to be getting on with. What are your sort of key aims in the first few months?
Yeah, so in the first few months, we have two goals. One is to look at the entire ecosystem, so whether it be occupiers, investors, and understand where their pain points are, or understand where there are opportunities that technology can really help with. And so what we'll do is we'll do that, and we'll narrow down to where we think the top priorities are. And at that point, we'll determine, you know, should we build something, should we buy, should we partner, should we invest, should we incubate? And the second goal of the next couple of months is to hire a world-class team of product and engineering leaders to identify those opportunities and ultimately build them out.
And what is it about this particular prop tech business that you think is going to set JLL apart from competitors out there? Because prop tech and tech is something that everybody is quite rightly trying to really bolster at the moment within their companies, particularly the traditional property businesses.
Well, I think the first thing is just to look at how they're approaching it, right? I think hiring us with a more traditional Silicon Valley background of being an entrepreneur, investing in companies, is, I think, a kind of a unique move for a company in this sector. And I think that will set the tone for how we approach bringing technology-based products to market in a very startup and entrepreneurial environment. So I think that's going to really differentiate JLL.
And what have you noticed? I mean, having come from very much from the tech side of things into the real estate side of things, what have you noticed in terms of how much acceptance there is in the real estate space for embracing technology?
Well, since it's day three, I don't think I can give you a ton of insight into that. But what I can say is if you look at JLL, they have already rolled out in just the last couple of years a number of data analytics tools to their clients. They've acquired companies such as, you know, ATG, BRG and Corrigo. So they've already started making significant investments in technology. And I think the way I characterize it is JLL is already a technology leader in this space. I would say, you know, they've entered space and our objective is to take them to the moon.
Great. And obviously, you know, launched sort of based out of San Francisco, but this is going to be a global business. So what is the global strategy? I know that JLL is obviously a global company, but in terms of cities or countries that are being targeted, if you've got your eye on anything, or is it very much just that pan, sort of completely global outlook that you're going to be having with this new part of the business?
Yeah, I think it is global, and the mandate is global, even though we're based in San Francisco. It'll depend on what use cases we decide to focus on. So, you know, once we understand what the clients need and what that can be solved by technology, it may be that, you know, it's best to target that in another country that's not the United States.